William Carey. Does that ring a bell with you? He was one with others who founded the first missionary society in London. And he had a motto that perhaps we could adopt. And it was this: expect great things from God. Do you think our expectation is as great as it ought to be? God is able. And for every situation, every need that might represent or manifest itself. I remember when I was the one who sat in that chair, and the Lord impressed me with that hymn, which we earlier sang. What was it now? This mountain shall be removed. Maybe it's a mountain of indifference. People are indifferent to the Word of God or the Gospel. God will remove that mountain or whatever nature that it takes. God is able to remove it. And so with every situation that arose during my time here, I just applied that. Lord, you're going to take care of this matter. You're going to remove this problem, this mountain. And the Lord did that. He took care of it. But he also, together, was expect great things from God. Lord, do something for my expectation. Let me expect, indeed, great things from you. And then attempt great things for God. I think Pilgrim Camp is aligned with that thought. We're attempting something here for God. Attempt great things for God. Well, in order that that might be fulfilled, he was the first one that offered himself to be a missionary. The first missionary that this society sent out to India. He offered himself. He stood before this society, these men that had banded together, and he said, "I will go. I will go." I trust we've made that commitment. I'm going to go. Serve the Lord. He has placed me in this situation. And so, in the institution of the Lord's Supper in Luke, we read this: Jesus says, "With desire have I desired to keep this Passover with you before I suffer." And I think if our ears were attuned, we could hear this evening, Jesus is saying, "With desire, I've desired this communion service with you." What is his desire? Well, he offers himself. We need to labor in that enablement that he gives, of which we have heard. He will give what we need. He will give what we need. He offers himself to us. He seeks to bestow himself upon us. You've heard it stated that without him we can do nothing. But with him we can do all things. Lord, Lord, you enable me by your grace to have an effective ministry. And so let's take from him. He offers himself to you and to me. Take him for all your need. He's made provision for all of our need. Praise the Lord. Dear Lord. Dear Lord. Enable us to take you, to receive you, Lord, and from you that enablement that we may fulfill in your call, in your will. Amen.
Let's sing 389. Let's prepare our hearts to approach the Lord's table. Lord, we're under your blood, the precious blood. Hallelujah. Let's stand as we sing. seated for this last verse. I'll ask the brethren to come as we sing verse 5.
The Holy Spirit, power by hour, under the blood, exerts His sanctifying power, under the precious blood.
That spoke of expectation, of faith. Again, we come in faith to the Lord's table. Whatever the need may be, body, soul, and spirit, it is provided in Christ's sacrifice for us. And when He instituted the Lord's Supper, He said, "Do this in remembrance of me, remembering what I have done for you." Lord, you gave your all for us. And He invites us to come and to take. And whatever the need may be, let's receive from Him. Let's take tonight. I take Him for my mortal frame. I take my healing in His name. And all His risen life I claim. I take. He undertakes. I take Thee, blessed Lord. I give myself to Thee. We want to do that tonight. Lord, we take from Your hand all Your risen life we claim. Oh, Jesus, You drank the cup of the bitter cup so that we could drink the cup of blessing. Hallelujah. The same night that Jesus was betrayed, He took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it. Brother Jim, would you give thanks for the bread?
Lord Jesus, we thank You, Lord. I know the bread represents You, Jesus. You gave Your life that we may have life and have it more abundantly. We ask You to bless this food, Lord, and help us to focus on You.
Yes, Lord.
Completely on You. This is what it's all about, Lord. Oh, God, help us to, as we take of this bread, to realize it is your body. It represents your body. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor for it. For we ask it in your precious name. Amen.
He was nailed to the cross for me. Minister your life, Lord Jesus, to everyone, my God. Touch, Lord Jesus, those bodies that need a touch, Lord. Touch those who need strength. All your risen life we claim. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I take you, Jesus. Oh, God, God, life, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now let's not only believe for ourselves, but let's believe for everyone that's in this room. Yes. Dear Lord, you've made full provision.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. This is my body broken for you.
Yes.
Eat ye all of it. In like manner, he also took the cup. This is the New Testament in my blood. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Brother Pedro, would you give thanks for the cup?
Thank you, Lord. For your new testament, O Lord, your new covenant. We are free, O Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We can experience life
And you, by you, we are blameless, O Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. We pray that the Holy Spirit will enlighten our minds, our hearts, our bodies. And we will understand, O Lord. We want to know you the way you want to be known, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We want to know you the way you want to be known, O Lord. And by taking this cup tonight, O Lord, we give ourselves to you.
Yes, Lord.
Holy, we give ourselves to you, O Lord. The way you give yourself to us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia for the cross, alleluia, alleluia, it shall never suffer.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Lord, may we receive all the blessings that flow from Calvary.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Brother Tom, pray with us.
We thank you, Lord, for this celebration of your love for us, for giving yourself to us, shedding your precious blood for us. Let this blood be applied upon all of us,
yes,
O God.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
So that we might be made whole, O God.
Yes,
so that
Lord.
You receive the travail of your soul and be satisfied.
Yes,
that
Lord,
what you
yes,
died
Lord,
for.
Yes, Lord.
Let it be, oh God, imparted to each and every
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you and glory to your name.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. And the Lord said, take this cup and drink ye all of it.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, thank you for your precious blood, Lord. All that I need, He will always be. All that I need, till His face I see. All that I need, through eternity. Jesus is all.
Let's take our white books and sing number 9. Number 9 in the white books. I know you want to stand again, right? So let's stand.
No more need fear and no more need doubting, no more need pride controlling my life. I may be free from all condemnation. I can have victory now in the strife. I take the life of victory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Sister Mary, would you pray with us, please?
Thank you, Lord. We have so much to look forward to in these 2 weeks. Not only what you'll do for the kids, but what you have for every soul in this room.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. We take your help tonight.
And yes, Lord.
Look to you to get the victory that you want.
Hallelujah.
In the hearts and lives that find themselves on these grounds. Thank you, Lord. For Jesus Christ, your Son.
Amen.
Thank you for the Holy Ghost who wants
to lead and guide us
in all things, O Lord. Speak to our hearts this weekend. Make us into what you want us to be for your name's sake and for your glory. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Now we have opportunity tonight to greet one another in the love of God. And to encourage one another. I won't say how many people you should greet before you leave, but it should be at least 10. At least 10, all right? And we're one. We're one in the body of Christ, and it's the love of God that binds us together. And so let His love flow among us. I do need to say that tomorrow morning we will have table worship. So that means if you could bring your Bible to the palace in the morning for breakfast, right after breakfast, instead of coming here, we gather around the tables. Tomorrow is arrival day. We expect the bus shortly after our noon meal, or our 12:30 meal. So around 1:30, we're going to be ready for the bus. And so we just are expecting great things, and we are going to attempt great things for God. Amen. And so now greet one another, and the Lord bless you. And staff, make sure you're in your quarters.